What is going on, everybody? You're listening to the J-Red Show. The Buffalo Bills stuffed the New Orleans Saints 31-6 on Thanksgiving. Yeah, I know, bad pun. But Josh Allen was 23 for 28, 260 yards, 4 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Even though the Saints have a lot of injuries, it's still very nice to see the Bills bounce back from a tough loss to the Colts and crush the Saints like that. One thing about this game that makes me more optimistic about the Super Bowl is the emergence of Matt Breida, who had 9 carries for 26 yards. Allen had 8 carries for 43 yards. Singletary had 15 carries for 44 yards. So the running game is starting to improve. Now, what hurts the optimism for us the Super Bowl is Tre'Davious White tearing his ACL and being out for the rest of the season. The Bills' pass defense has been perfect. The Bills' pass defense has not had a bad game all season long. The two games where the defense looked bad was when they were against Derrick Henry and the Titans, and Jonathan Taylor and the Colts, two of the best running backs in the league. So we'll see how the defense looks without Tre'Davious White, if they can recover from it. If the defense falls apart because Tre'Davious White's injured, they're not that good to begin with. But I think the defense is good because of Sean McDermott's scheme. But if the Bills are going to win the Super Bowl this year, they need to get hot on offense. Brian Daboll needs to do a better job with the play calling, and the offensive line needs to get healthy. The offensive line was bad the first half, especially in the second quarter. But in the second half, in the third and fourth quarters, they started to look better. They got a little bit more consistent. They started protecting Josh Allen better. And you got to assume that it'll get even better once they get Spencer Brown back. So, that's kind of my thoughts on the Bills. I mean, the optimism and the pessimism of winning the Super Bowl keeps going up and down. Really, Bills fans just got to hope that come January they'll be clicking on all, they'll be clicking, they'll be firing all cylinders, that they'll get hot, and that will help them win that big game on February 13th. The Buffalo Bills do have a lot of problems, but a lot of experts are still picking them to win the Super Bowl. I think it'll come down to Buffalo, Kansas, or Kansas City, because the Chiefs are like the Bills. They have a lot of problems, but they also have a big arm quarterback, and that alone makes them Super Bowl contenders. As long as the Bills have Josh Allen, they'll be a Super Bowl contender. As long as the Chiefs have Patrick Mahomes, they'll be a Super Bowl contender. And the Buffalo Bills have an opportunity to make a big statement. As for their next two games, will be against the two men who tortured them for two decades. Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots, and then Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mentioned how the Chiefs and the Bills are the top two contenders. I put New England in that third category. I mean, they have a rookie quarterback, so that's the only reason why I'm hesitant to put New England in as a Super Bowl contender, because Mac Jones is a game manager and he's not that big arm quarterback yet. But this is just eerily similar to Tom Brady's rookie year in 2001. We are seeing something special in New England. And after a one-year break, it looks like the dynasty could be returned in New England. Belichick is coaching a great defense. The offensive line is good. I think New England is a legit. So I think the three Super Bowl contenders are Buffalo, Kansas City, and New England. Tennessee, I still think is a fraud. I could be wrong. And if I am wrong, if the Tennessee Titans win the Super Bowl, I will eat these words and I will eat crow. But I really don't think, as of now, I don't think you can win a Super Bowl with Ryan Tannehill as your quarterback, especially without Derrick Henry. A lot of comparisons is made to the to last year's Pittsburgh Steelers. But of course, the big game Bills fans will be looking for tomorrow, since the Bills aren't playing, is between the New England Patriots and the Tennessee Titans. And it'll be interesting to see who Bills fans will side with. Do they root for Tennessee to keep? Bills fans might want to root for the Titans because they want to keep New England down, and they are our division rivals, and they've been a headache for us for 20 years, and we don't want Bills fans might not want New England to jump ahead of the division. But if Bills fans still have hope for the number one seed, they might want to suck it up and root for New England. I mean, even though I call Tennessee a fraud, I think the number one seed is out of reach. So I think Tennessee's going to get it because of an easy schedule, even though they lost to Houston. But hey, any given Sunday, that's going to be the big game to look forward to. Bills fans might also going to root for Cleveland over Baltimore. Baltimore is a team I put them just below I put them in the same category as Tennessee. They're kind of a fraud. Now, they do have a quarterback that's good enough to win the Super Bowl, Lamar Jackson. But the rest of the team is a mess. The defense at Baltimore is really bad. Well, their rush defense is pretty good, but the pass defense is really bad. Same thing with the Chargers. I really like Justin Herbert, but I'm not sure if I could put them in that Super Bowl category yet. Cleveland, Cincinnati, same thing. I really like Joe Burrow, but I can't put them in the Super Bowl category. Cleveland, I'll say it's about Cleveland. I went into this season thinking they're a Super Bowl contender, but I think they're too injured right now, and they're probably not going to make the playoffs. But I'll say it's about Baker Mayfield. But Browns fans are torn on Mayfield, and whether or not they should keep him or to let him go. I think Baker Mayfield makes the Browns respectable, which is better than what they could say the previous 25 years. But if they want to win a Super Bowl, they got to do better than Mayfield. The way I see it, whether the Browns fans should want to keep or Browns management should keep or let go of Mayfield, well, I think the answer is both. Keep Baker Mayfield, but keep drafting quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield is your Alex Smith. Go find your next Patrick Mahomes. What are your thoughts? Hit me on Twitter at JRedShow. The Buffalo Sabres got 3 points in 4 games. On Friday, they defeat the Montreal Canadiens 4-1. Tage Thompson had 2 goals. On Saturday, the Detroit Red Wings defeat the Sabres 3-2 in overtime. The Sabres, Jeff Skinner scored a goal with a little over a minute left, tied at 2. But then Tokarski allowed a real soft goal to make it 3, to give Detroit a 3-2 win. And that's really the story of this year's Sabres. And honestly, they are reminding me of last year's Detroit Red Wings fans of Detroit. They are reminding me of last year's Detroit Red Wings. They're not good yet, but they look good. They're not curled up into the fetal position and giving up like what they did under Kruger. They're still skating hard. Tage Thompson is having a great year. 10 goals and 5 assists for 15 points. For Thompson's second goal in the Montreal game, he absorbed a big hit by Romanov. He gets up, skates around, receives the puck from, and puts it in the net. Tage Thompson is just playing at another level. And that's why the Sabres are showing, it's one reason why the Sabres are showing huge improvements last year. The one thing the Sabres need to improve on is the goaltending. Tokarski allowed a real soft goal today versus Detroit. He and Dell are not getting it done. If Kevin Adams can get a goalie that's at least different, that's at least decent, that's average. I'm not sure if I would call the Sabres a playoff team just yet, but they would be real close to a playoff team. We could easily say this is the best Sabres. If they had average to decent goaltending, then we could say this is the best Sabres team they have had since Lindy Ruff was coaching the team. Just as Bills fans are frustrated that Bean hasn't improved, that Brandon Bean hasn't improved the offensive line, Sabres fans are frustrated that Kevin Adams hasn't improved the goaltending. Many Bills fans feel like if the offensive line was improved, the Bills could be could win the Super Bowl, and if the Sabres goaltending was improved, they could make the playoffs. But what are your thoughts? Hit me on Twitter at JRedShow. Another bright spot for the Amerks, for the Sabres, is the Amerks, who won 2 games in a row and are currently 11-6 on the year, 3rd in the AHL North Division behind Cleveland and Utica. Jack Quinn had 11 goals and 13 assists for 24 points on the year, which leads the entire AHL. Today, the Amerks defeat the Syracuse Crunch 4-2. Quinn got a goal along with Joukowsky, Malone, and Mersch. So, again, this is reminding me of 03. This is reminding me of the 03-04 season for both the Sabres and the Amerks. The Amerks are really good this year. The Sabres aren't good yet, but they're getting good. And as we all remember, 03-04 was followed by 04-05, in which the Amerks finished first place in the entire AHL while the Sabres were locked out. And then we had that magical 05-06 and 06-07 season where the Sabres got to the conference finals and won the President's Trophy in that second year. And in my opinion, would have won the Stanley Cup in that first year if not for injuries. So, what are your thoughts on the Sabres and the Amerks? Hit me on Twitter at JRedShow. On to college football. The Michigan Wolverines will defeat their arch rival, Ohio State Buckeyes, by a score of 42-27. The Wolverines will be taking on Iowa with a chance to win their first national championship. Their first Big Ten championship since 2004, and pretty much all but guaranteed to go to the college football playoff with their shot at their first national championship since 1997. We are seeing a new era of college football. For the last 10, 15 years, it was always Alabama and Clemson. Alabama and Clemson. Well, Clemson has fallen off a cliff. They're not going to be in the CFP this year. And I don't know about you guys, but this has got to be the worst Alabama football team in the Nick Saban era. They barely beat Auburn 24-22 in four overtimes. And they just struggled offensively, scoring only 3 points until Ja'Cory Brooks scored a 28-yard touchdown pass from Bryce Young with 24 seconds left. And you gotta figure the Nick Saban era might be coming to an end soon, with Nick Saban telling the Alabama fans, self-absorbed, and yeah, Alabama's in trouble. I mean, I will be shocked if they defeat Georgia in the SEC championship game. As I said, in the NFL, there's no clear number one. In college football, the clear number one is Georgia. It's their national championship to lose. But Michigan's a good threat. Notre Dame's a good threat. Cincinnati, I'm not sure how good Cincinnati is, but they are undefeated. If Cincinnati does not qualify for the CFP, it will show how biased college football is towards the Power 5 conferences, and it'll get me really worried that they will eventually separate the Power 5 from the Group of 5. Other thoughts on that Michigan game. It was the first time in 8 games that Michigan beat Ohio State, and it was a huge win for Coach Jim Harbaugh. He really needed that. He wanted that pressed as desperately as any coach in sports. His legacy is on the line, and as I said earlier, it really looks like we're going to see a new era for college football. I really think we're going to see the end of the Alabama-Clemson era. Thoughts on the Heisman Trophy race. I think this game cost C.J. Stroud of Ohio State the Heisman Trophy race. Stroud was the favorite with minus 200 odds. Bryce Young was second, but was plus 150. But Bryce Young's last second touchdown, I think, puts him, in my opinion, would put him ahead. But I also really like Matt Corral from Ole Miss. So who do you think is going to win the Heisman? Hit me on Twitter at JRedShow. Now we go to basketball. LeBron James is back, and he's hotter than ever. He scored a season-high 39 points on Wednesday as the Lakers beat the Pacers 124-116 in overtime. Then on Friday, he adds another 30 in a 141-137 point loss to the Sacramento Kings. Well, first of all, the Los Angeles Lakers team is a mess. The Russell Westbrook experiment has failed. The defense looks really bad. And the Lakers do not look like an NBA championship contender. But LeBron James, despite all his injuries, despite everything that's going against him, is still putting up 30 points a night. And what's crazy, he's still injured. He'll possibly miss the next game due to an abdominal injury. Everyone was saying LeBron's done. A lot of people in the media are saying LeBron's done. It's over. LeBron James is saying, no, I'm not done. Although I think he's going to get a fine for a gesture and warn about profanity. But LeBron James, despite everything wrong with his team, is really cementing his legacy as one of the best that's ever played basketball. Now, I know the Michael Jordan fans are going to nitpick, and they're going to find every excuse in the book to say that Michael Jordan's better, like, especially with this year's Lakers. There's no way the Lakers are going to win the NBA championship this year, I don't think. And the Michael Jordan fans are going to use that as an argument against LeBron James. But for LeBron James, with all his injuries, with his age, to continue to put up 30 points a night and get closer and closer and closer to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record. LeBron's at 35,618. He's trying to get to 38,387 hold by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Second place is Karl Malone with 36,928. I seriously think right now health is the only issue holding LeBron back. But if LeBron stays healthy, he is definitely breaking that record. And he might even hit 40,000. But the question is, how is Father Time? Like, how much more can LeBron how much longer can LeBron play at a high level with all his injuries? But so far, he is showing just an incredible longevity, and he's just staying on top of his game. So what are your thoughts on sports? Hit me on Twitter at JRedShow, and I'll see you later.